rifling his spear. He hurled it, and hit Ajax's wondrous shield square on the outer and eighth plate of bronze. The spearhead punched its way through this and through six layers, but the seventh ox hide stopped it. Now, in his turn, great Ajax made cast, and hit the round shield braced on Hector's arm. Piercing the bright shield, the whetted spearhead cut its way into his figured cuirass, ripping his shirt along his flank. But he had twisted and escaped the knight of death. Now both men disengaged their spears and fell on one another like man-eating lions or wild boars, no tame household creatures. Hector's lance-head scored the tower shield, but failed to pierce it as the point was bent aside. Then Ajax, plunging forward, rammed his spear into the round shield, and the point went through to nick his furious adversary, making a cut that welled dark blood below his ear. But Hector did not slacken, even so. He drew away, and in one powerful hand picked from the plain a boulder lying there, black, rough, and huge, and threw it, hitting Ajax's gigantic sevenfold shield square on the boss with a great clang of bronze. Then Ajax lifted up a huger stone and whirled, and put immeasurable force behind it when he let it fly, as though he flung a millstone, crushing Hector's shield. The impact caught his knees, so that he tumbled backward behind the bashed-in shield. At once Apollo pulled him to his feet again. And now, with drawn swords toe to toe, they would have doubled strokes on one another, had not those messengers of Zeus and men, the heralds, intervened, one from the Trojans, one from the Achaean side. For both Idaeus and Talthybius kept their heads. They held their staves out, parting the contenders. And that experienced man, Idaeus, said, "Enough, lads, no more fighting. The Lord Zeus, assembler of bright cloud, cares for you both. Both are great spearmen, and we all know it. But now already night is coming on, and we do well to heed the fall of night." Said Ajax Telamonius in reply, "Idaeus, call on Hector to say as much. He was the one who dared our champions to duel. Let him take the lead. Whatever he likes, I am at his disposition." Hector, in his shimmering helmet, answered, "Ajax, a powerful great frame you had as a gift from God, and a clear head. Of all Achaeans you are toughest with a spear. And this being shown, let us break off our duel, our bloodletting, for today. We'll meet again another time, and fight until the unseen power decides between these hosts of ours, awarding one or the other victory. But now already night is coming on, and we do well to heed the fall of night. This way you'll give them festive pleasure there beside the ships, above all to your friends, companions at your table. As for me, as I go through Priam's town tonight, my presence will give joy to Trojan men and to our women, as in their trailing gowns they throng the place of God with prayers for me. Let us make one another memorable gifts, and afterward they'll say, among Achaeans and Trojans, these two fought and gave no quarter in close combat, yet they parted friends." This he said, and lifting off his broadsword, silver-hilted, in its sheath, upon the well-cut drick made a gift of it. And Ajax gave his loin-guard, sewn in purple. Each then turned away. One went to join the Achaean troops, the other joined his Trojans. And all were full of joy to see him, come alive, unhurt, delivered from the fury of Ajax, whose great hands no man withstood. Almost